Welcome to Calvary Cares, hosted by Curtis Dias, president of the Calvary Care Center in East Freetown, on FM 95.9, AM 1480, WSAR.
As you know, my name is Curtis Dias. I am the president of Calvary Cares Drop-In Centers, which is located at 33 Braley Road in East Freetown. Every Saturday, we come on to the program to give a message of hope and healing and help. And we deal with the subject of overcoming opioid use disorder, substance abuse disorder, cocaine, crack, heroin, oxycodone, and different aspects like that. And our program is a message of hope, and we want to encourage all the people in the rural area, in the city also, from Fall River to Taunton to New Bedford to Brockton, Boston, throughout the United States and throughout the world. There's a message of hope for your sons and daughters that are sick and suffering, that they don't have to suffer, you know, in silence anymore. We can overcome the stigma of substance abuse of all kind. And I want you to know, the mothers and fathers that's listening to this program in the rural area, like Dighton and Freetown and New Bedford and Westport and Seekonk and Somerset and the surrounding areas, there's hope for you, and you're not alone, you know. Calvary Care is an excellent program that reaches the lost at any cost. That's what we do. And what we do at Calvary Care's Drop-In Center, like I told you, is located at 33 Braley Road in East Freetown. These are some of the services that we provide for people in our community that have sons and daughters that are sick and suffering. I know sometimes you don't want to talk about it. Sometimes it's embarrassment. Sometimes it's stigma of all kind. And I can relate to that because I have lived experience and I have life experience and have professional experience. What does that mean? That I'm talking to you out of firsthand knowledge. I'm not only textbooks, and I've been to school, and I've been at the university, and I've been educated. But the reason I come on this program every Saturday to give you hope, to tell you that there's hope, and that you don't have to be alone in your endeavor in overcoming this disease called addiction of all kind. You know, Calvary Care's Drop-In Center is here for mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters to be educated, to be encouraged, to be empowered, you know, with the way of getting over addictions of all kind. Well, you say, what does Calvary Care Drop-In Center do? We're located in East Freetown in a rural area, and what we do, we help our people overcome opiate use disorder and substance abuse disorder. These are some of the things that we do at Calvary Care's Drop-In Center. We give health insurance navigation. That means if you don't have Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Harvard Pilgrim, you know, Tufts or anything, all the major insurances, then what we do, we have a nice young lady named Debbie. She does an application process to see if you qualify MassHealth. And we believe part of the principles of overcoming opioid use disorder and substance abuse disorder is to, you know, to be healthy mentally, psychologically, emotionally, and spiritually. So what we do, we have health insurance navigation free of charge for those in our community that don't have insurance of all kind. Also, we do harm reduction services. What does that mean? That we give out toothbrushes, we give out toothpaste, we give out hats, we give out shoes, we give out clothing, we give out blankets, we give out all harm, we give fentanyl strips, we do all kind of different things like that to service the people in our community. Now, everybody in our community is not like me. I got my home, you know what I mean? I'm debt-free and everything like that. But some people are sick and suffering in our communities. You know, they're paying rent, light bill, gas bill, telephone bill, cable bill. I mean, people can be stressed out and burnt out and overwhelmed. Not only people, you know, mothers and fathers, but sons and daughters, you know. When you get to a certain age, they say if you don't make it by 40, you know, then the chances are you're not going to make it. So a lot of people that live in our community, they are depressed. They feel down. They feel disappointed. They feel discouraged. They feel defeated of all kind. And, you know, they go in their coping skills. They say, okay, you know, I can't stand the pain. I can't stand the hurt. So what I want to do, I'm going to have a little bit of drinking. Maybe I'd, you know, have a Budweiser or Peppermint Schnapps or Bacardi and Coke, or maybe I have a couple of shots, or maybe I'd smoke some reefer, or maybe I'd do just a couple lines of cocaine and stuff like that, you know. And before you know it, your coping skills goes into substance abuse, and before you know it, it compounds your situation and your circumstances that you're facing, you know. So we understand that at Calvary Cares Drop-In Center. So what we have a mental health counseling division in our community, and we have a group named Burns and Forts. They're excellent. They get a master's degree, and they work one-on-one in group counseling and peer-to-peer counseling of all kind. And we believe it's very helpful to do that. And our mental health counseling, we know that people miss the mark. They're out of bounds. They cross the wrong line. I know many people are stressed out and burnt out and worn out and everything like that, because I deal with it every single day in my personal life, in my lived experience and life experience and professional experience. And we all need a little help. And, you know, mental health counseling is very, very good. There's a lot of people in our community that are suffering in silence. And we believe in mental health counseling, one-on-one counseling, group counseling, grief counseling, suicide prevention and counseling, and different things like that. So this is some of the things that we do here at Calvary Cares Drop-In Center. We have recovery coaching, one-on-one overdose education, Narcan distribution, peer-to-peer group support. We also believe there's many pathways to recovery, you know, medication for abuse disorder, and what they call it, as you know, they call it MAPS, medical assistant treatment therapy and behavior. So these are some of the things that we do at Calvary Cares, and what we really do is reaching out to the lost, you know, one person at a time, because we believe a person's soul is very valuable. Now, the reason why we come on this program is to educate, to encourage, you know, and to tell you there's hope, and there's hope for you and your brothers and sisters that are addicted to this, you know, substance abuse in our community. Now, we understand that you can go to High Point, you can go to Seven Hills, you can go to Star, and we believe in that. You can go to Packer, you can go to Harmony House, you can go to Monarch House, and you can go to Stepping Stones of all kind. And so, you know, you can go. But I just want to encourage you, no matter what you're going through, no matter if you're addicted to alcohol, drugs, you know, reefer, cocaine, heroin, oxycodone, if you're just addicted and you can't break it, there's a song from Marvin Gaye, "Ain't no mountain high enough, there ain't no valley low enough to keep me away from you." You can be free mentally, psychologically, emotionally in this thing called addiction. You can overcome it. You can be victorious. You can be more than a conqueror in it. And I'm going to play a song, and I hope it inspires you, from Marvin Gaye. "Ain't no mountain high enough, no ain't no valley low enough to keep me away from you." So if you ever need any help, any assistance, any breakthrough to be delivered in this thing that you're suffering with, and you want to talk to somebody, we invite you, you know, call us, 508-763-8343. Call us. We love to talk to you, interface with you, dialogue with you, encourage you to get the victory that you need. You listen to Calvary Cares Radio Hour. My name's Curtis Dyes, and thank you for listening. This next song that you're going to hear is from Marvin Gaye. "Ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low enough to keep you away from me." Hey, thank you for listening to our program today.
Why are you clapping?
Welcome back to the program called Calvary Cares Radio Hour. My name is Curtis Dias, and I want to encourage you, there ain't no mountain high enough, there ain't no valley low enough to keep you down. There's hope for you and hope for me. Hey, listen, Calvary Cares Drop-In Center has been open for many, many years, and what we do, we help our people, brothers and sisters, have problems with cocaine, crack, heroin, oxycodone, medical situation, mental health counseling. Some people deal with intrusive thoughts and OCD, and some people are stressed out and burnt out and worn out. And I can understand that. I can feel for you, and I have empathy for you because, the songwriter once said, "Don't you know that it's true, and for me and for you, that the world is a ghetto. It's a tough place to live in." And I told you earlier, when you had to pay your light bill and your gas bill, your electrical bill and your oil bill now, it's outrageous. The other day, I got a bill from my oil man. I mean, he wants to give me deliveries, and that's fine. That's cool. And he gives me like a 10-day window to pay the bill. But, he filled up my tank, and it's almost $5 a gallon. I mean, if that don't stress you out and burn you out, wear you out, I mean, and trigger you, man, you can feel overwhelmed. I mean, with a light bill and gas bill, telephone bill, cable bill, then you have to get groceries of all kind. Then, you might have some illness, man. I understand why people, go into substance abuse to relieve their pain and different things like this. Listen, man, today I'm going to come by and encourage you. Us at Calvary Cares Drop-In Center, we're sponsored by the Boston Medical Center, and we've been sponsored by also the Bureau of Substance Abuse out of Massachusetts. And the reason why they sponsor us, because they know we have an excellent, excellent program. So I'm going to have one more commercial, and when I come back from my commercial, I'm going to talk about this new opportunity that Calvary Cares has, for peer-to-peer recovery support for behavior, health, and rural community. It's going to be excellent. So I hope that those that listen to Fall River, New Bedford, and the surrounding areas, especially the rural areas, is going to be a great talk show. So thank you for listening to Calvary Cares Drop-In Center Radio Hour. If you want to call into the studio, it's 508-673-1480. 508-673-1480. Thank you for listening to our program. Have a good day.
You want to feel important.
Welcome back to Calvary Cares, hosted by Curtis Dias, president of the Calvary Care Center in East Freetown, on FM 95.9, AM 1480, WSAR. To join the conversation, call 508-673-1480. That's 508-673-1480.
Welcome back to our program called Calvary Cares Drop-In Center Radio Hour. As you know, my name is Curtis Dias. I'm the president of Calvary Cares, and we're located at 33 Braley Road in East Freetown. We want to give you a special invitation. If you're close by, I know we're in a rural area, so drop on in. We have a state-of-the-art facility. It's clean. If you want to have some coffee or interface with me or dialogue with me, man, I'd love to have you come on down and see our center and see all the things that we do for the community and people in large. As I told you early in the program, these are some of the things that Calvary Care Drop-In Center does on a daily basis. As I told you, we do health insurance navigation, harm reduction services, mental health counseling, excellent mental health counseling, and it's free of charge. Also, recovery coaching, overdose education. What does that mean? In the last month, I'm telling you, we've been doing excellent work. I have maybe 20 volunteers that work with us in the staff on Calvary Cares. And what we do in the past month, we've been doing CPR training because we want to save people's life. So all my staff and all the volunteers that work with me and volunteer with me, all of them are CPA trained and NOCAN trained. So our overdose education has been great. Also, not only have we been doing CPR, but we've been doing Stop the Bleed. That was excellent from New Bedford Public Health. They came down and did an excellent workshop in our facility. Our facility, the state, our facility, we have PowerPoints, we have multimedia, we have computers of all kind. I mean, it's clean as a whistle, man. I invite you to come on, drop on in and see our facility, or more than that, avail some of the things that we do for the community free of charge. So our overdose education, one of the programs that we did was excellent, called Stop the Bleed. Now, Stop the Bleed. Now, for those that got, you know, say they got shot, and somebody got shot. I know that's not a normal thing, but somebody got stabbed. Or if somebody cut their finger cutting, food, making food, we know how to stop the bleed. They trained us very, very well, and I thank God for that. So we were doing workshops on that. We just got done doing a workshop with the Freetown Board of Health, and we're licensed by the Freetown Board of Health, a food establishment organization. That means that we feed people. We have community lunches and community dinners, and we take care of the senior citizens and the council agent and people in our community. And well, sometimes we have lasagna, sometimes we have turkey dinners, and community dinners is free for all those that come in into our community. But we've been doing workshops on ServSafe and food allergies and how to handle food and everything like that. It's been tremendous. And on May 29th, I want to give you a special invitation for those that's listening to our program. If you want to learn about strokes, how to recognize strokes so you can be able to help your loved ones that might have a stroke, well, we have the Freetown Fire Department and also the council agents going to come and do a workshop at 10 o'clock on May 29th. It's going to be a tremendous time where you can learn how to, help somebody that's having a stroke. And it has to be, and we're going to learn about that. You get certification for that, and it's going to be from Freetown Fire Department and the Board of Health. So it's going to be tremendous. On May 1st, just want to give you a special invitation for those that are not CPR trained. Like I told you, all our volunteers are CPR trained and all our staff CPR trained. But we're giving an open invitation to people in our community that, want to get CPR trained by the Red Cross. And it's a two-year certificate. We give you a card. Not only would you know about CPR, but also we're going to be dealing with Narcan distribution and also how to, if somebody is falling out or ODing, how can we have Narcan training so we can save their lives? So these are some of the things that we're doing at Calvary Cares Drop-In Center. So we just want to encourage you. I had a notification from the Bureau of Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. They have an advisory on April 16th. Advisory came out to the community, and I think this is very special. They got this new thing going to come out. They call it Peer Recovery Support for Behavioral Health in Rural Communities. Now, we fit that criteria to the excellent point. For all the things that we do, we're in a rural area in Freetown and Berkeley and Dighton and Rehoboth and all the surrounding areas, Seekonk, Westport. That's what we call the rural areas. Now, there's great needs for substance abuse and mental health in these rural areas, and I want to explain it to you. And now the Bureau of Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, they're going to be creating a peer-to-peer recovery support for behavioral health in the rural community, and there's a need. I know in the inner city we got High Point. We got Stepping Stone. We have Star. We have Harmony House. We have the Monarch House. We have Packer. And it's good in the city. But, there's a lot of people who are suffering in the rural area, in Westport, in Seekonk, in Freetown, in Berkeley, in Dayton, the surrounding areas. So we're going to be soliciting and participating and asking that we could have a peer-to-peer support group in the rural area. And our program I mean, it's a case study for our program. It's an excellent program. We have won rewards, but more importantly, we save people's life. We help out people's life that's sick and suffering. And the reason I like Calvary Cares Drop-In Center so much, it supports the community. It reaches the lost at any cost. Now, in the rural area has limited access to health care aspect. They have different challenges than in a city. Do you know that sometimes in the rural area, we have a high rate of suicide, you know, in the rural area? And not only that, with young adults and even older adults, you know, substance abuse is real in the rural area, you know. And the lack of access to hospitals, to medical treatments, you know, to the drugs and alcohol program. Many times people in the rural area, we don't have transportation. We don't have bus transportations. You know, in the rural area, it's even difficult to get an Uber sometimes, you know. And I know in Freetown, we don't have a big supermarkets or pharmacies and stuff like that. We don't have no CVS or anything like that. You know, in a rural area, people, you know, feel, you know, isolated and, you know, and sometimes the rate in a rural area of suicide is higher than it is in the urban aspect of it. There's a lot of mental disorder, you know, and they get frustrated because, you know, they can't get services. They can't, you know, get doctors. They can't. And if they go into in the city, you know, the waiting list is very long, you know what I mean? So these are some of the things that we're doing at Calvary Cares Drop-In Center. We're going to advocate to be licensed with the Bureau of Substance Abuse on the peer-to-peer support for behavior mental in a rural area. And we want to target the people in our community, Freetown, Dighton, Berkeley, I mean, you know, Somerset, Westport, and everything, because we know that there's needs in this community. And I want to tell the people in the rural area, we haven't forgotten about you. You don't have to be alone. You know, we're here to assist you. And many people get frustrated in the rural area because when they want help, sometimes they find out it's limited accesses of it all, you know. They lack access to the community. And sometimes, you know, in the rural area, people think differently culturally. They're self-reliant. I'll do it my own way. I'm not going to ask anybody because of stigma, because of the embarrassment of the situation. But, you know, here at Calvary Cares Drop-In Center, we're going to ask the Bureau of Substance Abuse to license us so we can meet the needs of everybody in our community, so we can stop the high rate of suicide in our community, high rate of substance abuse in our community. You know, there's a lot of people that are sick and suffering, and their embarrassment to talk about it, the stigma of it all in our community. So at Calvary Cares Drop-In Center for 2026-2027, not only are we sponsored by the Bureau of Substance Abuse, but also from Boston Medical Center and other groups, we want to have our own peer-to-peer recovery support and behavioral health in a rural community, so we can give transportation, so we can pick up people, so we can go one-on-one in counseling and group counseling and grief counseling and suicide counseling in that capacity. Not only that, we want to meet them psychologically and mentally, emotionally, and also with food. We know there's food insecurity that's in our community. So at Calvary Cares Drop-In Center, every Thursday, we have a farmer's market, and we give out free food to people in our community, senior citizens, council aging, veterans, single mothers. I mean, a lot of people come. We've been serving over 320 families on a weekly basis every Thursday at 12 o'clock at 33 Braley Road. I invite you to come on down and get some free food, the food that we've been giving out. We've been giving out steaks and pork chops and chicken and hamburger and potatoes and carrots and white rice and brown rice, macaroni and cheese. I mean, peanut butter and jelly, milk, juices of all kind. And we give out to people that's in the community. And I see people from the rural area. I see people people from the inner city that comes down. And I'm telling you, we serve on an average just about 320 families on Thursday. Then also we give out food to the homeless shelter down on Mount Pleasant Street in New Bedford. They call it the House of Hope. And we serve 60 to 70 clients there on a weekly basis there. We help out the Spanish church, the Baptist church, and people all in our community. And people come on Thursday. And if you're working on Thursday, what you can do, you can call us and set up an appointment. You call us at 508-763-8343 and set up an appointment with myself or one of my staff members. And we'll make sure that you got food for you and your whole family, because we know food insecurity is real. The price of groceries, it's real. I mean, it's high. I mean, the gas is high, the light bill's high, the oil's high. And that could trigger you. That can put pressure on you where you can't cope. You say, I don't understand that. I'm going to pay for my prescriptions, or I'm going to pay for my light bill, you know. And I know there's pressure, and people get discouraged and they get overwhelmed and like that. Not only with, you know, with individuals, mothers and fathers, but I know I work with a lot of veterans. I mean, people from the Army and Air Force and the Marines and everything like that. You know, I work with everybody. So I see people, man, that come, and they're beautiful people. They're American people. And they're, you know what I see now, you know, the working poor. That's what I see. People that had to pay their light bill, their gas bill, telephone bill, cable bill, and all their bills, you know, their mortgage, you know, car payments like that. And now the working poor is struggling, you know, and, you know, they're helping their children. They're making sure the children go to school. They're making sure the children, you know, are going to the YMCA after. Now their budget is so, so low, and they're overwhelmed. So what we do at Calvary Cares Drop-In Center, or the Peer-to-Peer Support Center, we want to support people in our community. We want to show people we're a supported community. That's what we do. We reach the lost at any cost, and we'll help anyone that comes. And to my surprise, people come to Calvary Cares Drop-In Center, and they drop in. And if you've ever been to Freetown, a beautiful rural area, it's safe, it's clean, it's warm, it's welcoming, it's educational, man. You will love all the people that volunteer. We show you respect. We show you dignity. We don't ask for any IDs or whatsoever. What we do when you come at before 12 o'clock on Thursday, what we do, you come into the line. We have beautiful tables, and we have tents of all kind. We have music in the background. We set the tone, the rhythm. You come in, there's a wonderful woman that will greet you and welcome you in that capacity. And what they do, the only thing they ask you for is your zip code. You know, if you come from Taunton, 02780. If you come from Freetown, 02717. They ask you, how many children do you have in your household? You know, how old are you? Are you a senior citizen? Are you a veteran? How many are family? So we know what to give and how much to give to you. And that's what we do. And once we establish this Calvary Cares Drop-In Center, and we're sponsored by, you know, the Bureau of Substance Abuse and also Boston Medical Center and also Calvary Pentecostal Church and other organizations, what we do, we just continue reaching out to people. And every single week, our parking lot's full of capacity with people. And every single week, we see whites and black and Hispanic and Asian and Haitians and Guatemalans and every nationality and background that comes. But our job is to reach out to the people and show love and respect. And also we have resource tables. We give out resource tables. We give harm reduction services to people. You know, we give out Narcan strips. We also give out Narcan to people. We give out everything that we have free of charge to people. So one thing I like about a Calvary Pentecostal Church or Calvary Cares Drop-In Center, it's there for people that's really in need, that dealing with, you know, substance abuse disorder, or, you know, cocaine, crack, heroin, even mental health issues, you know, stuff like that. So I want to give you a special invitation. If you're close by the Calvary Cares Drop-In Center located at 33 Brayley Road, we're open Monday through Friday and even Saturday, and you can drop on in. And if you can drop on it, and if you work and you need food for your family or something like that, then call our organization and set up an appointment. We'd love to work with you one-on-one. If you have mental health issues, feel free to come on in, you know, and if you want to be part of our overdose educational program where we learn how to, you know, overcome suicide tendencies or, you know, opiate use disorder or substance abuse disorder, man, we're here for you. You know, we have life experience and lived experience and personal experience and professional experience, and we can talk to you. You know, the reason we do this program, because we want tell you that you're not alone. We're a community that cares for people. We want to encourage you to keep on going, keep on pressing on and holding on. That's why, you know, I want to talk to you. We're a program that says, lean on me when you're not strong. I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on. And that's what we do for people. So if you need any help or encouragement, you know, or education or empowerment, then call Calvary Cares Drop-In Center at 508-763-8343. I'm going to introduce you to a wonderful song called Lean On Me, or a commercial before the song. So we'll come right back to you. And if you ever need any help, call at 508-763-8343. Thank you for listening to our program. Have a good day.
Welcome back to Calvary Cares, hosted by Curtis Dias, president of the Calvary Care Center in East Freetown, on FM 95.9, AM 1480, WSAR. To join the conversation, call 508-673-1480. That's 508-673-1480.
Welcome back to our program called Calvary Cares Radio Hour. As you know, my name is Curtis Dias. I am the president of Calvary Care Drop-In Center. And every Saturday, we have the privilege of coming on from 3 to 4 just to give you a message of hope, a message of healing, a message of hope in our community. Today, I had a great privilege. I was happy to be at the office, and I was just taking care of business. Then a woman called me from Fall River. She said, Reverend Dias, Mr. Dias, I said, yes, ma'am, how can I help you? She said, I've been listening to your radio program, and I said, that is wonderful. She said, I had a son that needs a little assistance and help and guidance. I said, that is wonderful. Give me his name. They gave me a name, and I was able to call him personally, one-on-one, and encourage him. If he never wants some help or he wants to see me personally, one-on-one, I invite him to come drop on in at the Calvary Cares Drop-In Center. And I give you all a special invitation. Those that live in Fall River, New Bedford, and Taunton, in the rural areas, surrounding areas, if you want to just stop on in and drop on in, feel free. Because I know everybody needs somebody to talk with. I mean, you don't have to be alone. There's help for you and your son. If you don't understand what's going on with your children or your grandchildren, your husband and wife, and you need a place just to come, just to talk, to vent, to be educated, we're here to assist you and guide you and to direct you. Listen, I'm going to go deep into the peer-to-peer support group, but I have a wonderful song that I always like to play. It's called Lean On Me. When you're not strong, I'll be your friend. And that's what Calvary Cares Drop-In Center wants. When you're missing the mark, you're out of bounds, you're tired, and everything like that, I want you to, you know there's a place that you can lean on us, and we're here to assist you and help you, and maybe even bring you in the right direction, because we believe there's many pathways to recovery, and Calvary Cares is one of them. I hope that you enjoy the song called Lean On Me When You're Not Strong.
Thank you. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Please swallow your pride if I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. You just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. If there is a load you have to bear that you can't carry, I'm right up the road. I'll share your load if you just call. If you need a friend, call me. If you need a friend,
call me.
If you ever need a friend,
call me.
You're welcome back to the program called Calvary Cares Radio Hour. If you ever need a friend, just call me. Call me. My telephone number is 508-768-3433. Hey, just call on Calvary Cares Drop-In Center, because we really do care for people. Everything that we do Calvary Cares Radio Hour. We do Calvary Cares Drop-In Center. We do Calvary Cares Farmers Market. With everything that we do, we want to tell the community and people in our community, you can call us. We're here to assist you and to help you and to direct you, especially for those that's in need. I mean, like I told you earlier, health insurance navigation, mental health counseling, overdose education, peer group support. You know, we believe there's many pathways to recovery. Now, I take all the pathways to recovery. I think it's very important. I believe in faith-based. I think that's very a great initiative. That's how it happened to me. November 28th, 1986, I was addicted to cocaine, crack, alcoholism, cigarettes, nicotine of all kinds, and many other lascivious stuff. But I went to the faith-based way. You know, I read a scripture one time, so how can a young man keep his ways pure? So by living according to the word, Lord, let me hide your word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. So we see that in according to the scriptures. You know, for me, it worked for me. It worked for me. And ever since November 28th, 1986 until now, I've been free. I mean, mentally, psychologically, emotionally, from liquor, from alcohol, from reefer, from cocaine, window pane, angel dust, you name it. You know, I've been free. And never to go back and to, you know, touch it anymore, and I've been free. And so my pathway to recovery was faith-based. But some people's pathways, there's different routes of recovery. Not everybody goes my way, and I understand that. Some of us might have to have the 12-step program. I believe in 12-step program, that I admit that I'm powerless and my life is unmanageable. I admit that. I believe in Bill W. and Dr. Bob and AA and NA. I believe in peer support groups. I think peer support group is wonderful, you know what I mean? Especially in a rural area. So why does the value of a peer-to-peer support group in a rural area is good? Because it's a local network. It's close to home. You know, it's easy access in your community. You know, and even though in a rural area, you say it's only 8,000 to 10,000 people live there, you know, in the city needs it more. But I don't think so. Because sometimes in a rural area, it's a high level of poverty or unemployment, and people, you know, have extra stresses upon them. They lack insurance. Some in the rural area, they have lack of transportation. I know I work with a guy named CJ, and CJ, he comes from New Bedford. He comes from the inner city, but he don't have a lack of transportation because the bus line allows him to go on the bus free of charge. I mean, from the South End, North End, West End, I mean, not only from New Bedford, but he can go to Fall River, and I believe even to Taunton. But in the rural area, I mean, we don't have easy access. We lack transportation. So it's a compounding situation, you know. So I know many people, you know, are sick and suffering in our community, and we're here to assist. We're here to help. We're here to encourage. We're here to empower. So we're not only doing it verbally. You know, we physically do it. If you drop in at Calvary Cares Drop-In Center and just you would talk to me or one of the staff, we do an intake process very easily. We welcome you. Want a cup of coffee? You want some lunch? You want to, you know, do some workshops? You want to do videos? You want to jump on the computer or anything like that? We're here to help you, and we will direct you to the place where, you see, if you want a pathway to recovery, we will help you. If it's faith-based, we will help you. If it's a 12-step program, we'll help you. If it's an NA or AA or CA, we'll help you. If it's Al-Anon, we'll help you. But we know in our community, a lot of communities, there's mental health issues that people don't want to talk about it. But there's hope for recovery. I, you know, in our community, that basketball player that played for Boston Celtics, Chris Herndon, he needed help, and he got help in his situation. And we know there's many people that have personal challenges that are too embarrassed to talk about it because of the stigma of it all. And, you know, there's a lot of people walking around empty and broken, dealing with emotional pain and hopelessness and powerless, and they're struggling with trauma of all kinds. Sometimes people leave you or divorce you, or some people are dealing with grief. You know, at Calvary Cares Drop-In Center, we're going to do grief counseling on Tuesday mornings, you know, about from 10 o'clock to 11:30, and we're going to have 8 to 10 people that are suffering under grief, because a lot of people are grieving, you know, and especially in the rural areas. You know, you think you have access, but there's a lot of isolation. There's no supportive networks around, you know. And people don't want to talk about the physical illness or the chronic illness or the depression, you know. And there's a lot of people in our immediate families that can't stand the pain, you know. So we're here in a rural area, in your neighborhood, in your community, where you can feel comfortable. And you can come on in, and everything's free. Warm and welcoming atmosphere. People that have life experience, lived experience, personal experience, and professional experience. So that means they understand. They've been through the pain. They've been through the suffering. They've been through the stigma of all kind. And it's a place where you feel loved and welcome. And not only that, as I told you earlier, If you need some assistance in different aspects of life, we're there for you. If you need food, we're there for you. If you need mental health counseling, we're there for you. So I just want to encourage you that you don't have to take the pathway I took to be free mentally, psychologically, emotionally. But now I told you the Bureau of Substance Abuse got this new program that they're going to enhance. And I think we fit the right criteria. I mean, all my life, I've been ministering to people in Fall River and New Bedford and in all the surrounding areas. I did prison ministry for about 30 years, from Ash Street Dale to House of Correction, from Bridgewater. I mean, I've been Bridgewater State. I've been, federal prison and all that. And I always help all people what I call a poor man's rehabilitation center. And that's the House of Correction. That's the House of Documents, doing 2.5 years or upstate. I say we have a different alternative. You don't have to go to, to jail to go get help and stuff like that. But if you have a problem with mental health counseling, that you're OCD, you have intrusive thoughts, you're burnt out, you're stressed out, you're worn out, that you've been traumatized and stuff like that, that you've been overwhelmed, that you've been addicted and you don't know how to come out of this addiction and this the disease of suffering is controlling you and your personal hygiene is breaking down and you're spending a lot of money and you know you're not the person that you want to be and crave to be and you long to be. So, oh God, help me. Oh, there's help. There's help for us in the rural area now, a place called Calvary Cares Drop-In Center. I invite you to drop on in. If you need health insurance navigation, drop on in. You need mental health counseling, one-on-one feel, or peer-to-peer counseling or grief counseling, we're here for you. If you need Narcan training, we're here for you. If you need a peer-to-peer support group, we're here for you. If you also are a person that's dibbling, dabbling, and heroin and all that, and you want to come off it, we believe in medical assisted treatment therapy. I believe in Suboxone. I believe in Vivitrol. But I also believe in faith-based, So we're here to assist you, to help you, and to guide you. Say, listen, I only got about one more minute left on the program today, but I just want to give you a telephone number. If you ever need any assistance, any help, or any direction, or if your mother or father don't understand what is the warning signs of your loved ones that's addicted and don't know how to come out of this maze, we're here to assist you. You can call us at 508-763-8343. My name is Curtis. I'll be more than happy to return your call and help you up and follow you, man. So that's what we're here for. So, continue praying for us, that we continue reaching lost at any cost, that we touch the untouchables, from the high class, the upper class, middle class, the working class, and people with no class at all. It doesn't make no difference. They're somebody's sons and daughters. So we're here for you. And also, just I want to encourage you that, that you would encourage us to go get the peer-to-peer support, a behavior health, program in the rural community. The state is going to be sponsoring that. We're going to go for the application for it. We're going to go for the grant because we don't want to miss the people that's living in Freetown and Berkeley and Dighton and Westport and the surrounding areas. Thank you for listening to our program. All right. Have a good day. Thank you very much. You're listening to Calvary Cares Radio Hour, and my name is Curtis Dias. Thank you. Have a beautiful day. If you ever need me, call me at 508-763-8343. 508-763-8343. Thank you for listening to our program today. Have a good weekend. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.